Late last week, U.S. Senate candidate Dan Sullivan took his campaign to Bethel. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more on the challenger to Senator Mark Begich, who, if successful, may be the senator that tilts the power balance in the Senate from Democratic to Republican.
On a clear and chilly Friday afternoon at the Alaska Territorial Guard Park, Senate candidate Dan Sullivan walks along the Wall of Honor and asks Tondi Rogers about the names of those who served.
Is that your uncle?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Stepdad's over there, and I got cousins in the Eek, Quinnahawk, Good News, Hooper Bay, down to the whole wall.
Boy,
I used to know
proud tradition.
Wearing his combat boots, the lieutenant colonel in a Marine Corps reserve unit was getting the face-to-face contact with potential voters that many say is essential to success in rural Alaska. Retail politics, of course, is one voter at a time. Buck Bukowski is wearing a button that reads Yupik for Begich.
I'm going to try and convince you to change buttons.
I don't know.
Friday's visit marked Sullivan's first to the YK Delta in over a year of campaigning. The rhetoric, however, between the two campaigns has already reached a shrill pitch on rural issues. Sullivan alleges that incumbent Senator Mark Begich has been saying that he has the native vote
locked up,
a statement that Begich spokesperson Max Crows says his boss has never made. It's ugly on both sides. The Begich campaign has positioned Sullivan as an adversary to subsistence users, tribes, and rural Alaska. Sullivan, however, is quick to defend his rural cred.
I have very deep ties with the Alaska Native community that go much deeper than my opponents, because they're family. And my daughters are Alaska Native girls. And my wife is Alaska Native. And what we're doing is we're going around the state with a great leadership team. I am very proud to have some of the most prominent Alaska Native and rural leaders in the state, all different parts of the state, supporting the Sullivan campaign.
Begich has said repeatedly that this race will be decided in rural Alaska and has opened 16 field offices. That presence was apparent at a Bethel Chamber of Commerce lunch, where Democratic staff sat in the back and a tracker with a national group working to elect Democratic candidates videotaped Sullivan's every word, looking for a slip-up or material to be used in ads. After a stump speech focusing on low-cost energy, reducing federal overreach, improving public safety, and dealing with the salmon crisis, Sullivan heard directly from Bethel residents. In the first question, John Wallace said he was disappointed that Sullivan did not attend the Association of Village Council Presidents conference earlier this month.
Didn't get an invitation, so, you know, you kind of... But we're here, right? And we're here. I'm here. She was here at that event for the very reason you mentioned, to get out, talk to people.
She was Sullivan's wife, Julie Fate Sullivan. Dan Sullivan planned to travel to Hooper Bay and Aniak over the weekend to shake as many hands of potential voters as possible, along with Senator Lisa Murkowski, who's endorsed him. Sharon Chikuchin attended Sullivan's lunch. She says not knowing the extent of Sullivan's involvement in the Katie John lawsuit, which the state appealed when he was attorney general, gave her pause.
We just heard that term Katie John, and it just strikes a chord in your heart. Oh my gosh, Katie John, that's terrible. So I figured we need to hear the other side of it. We have to know what that's about.
Sullivan says he was just doing his job to protect state sovereignty, but says he supports the federal rural subsistence priority. But his opponents consider the decades-long lawsuit an attack on rural and Alaska Native subsistence rights. Both campaigns are proudly listing prominent rural and Alaska Native endorsements. Sullivan planned a campaign in Aniak with former state representative Carl Morgan.
I think that, and I know that he's going to do a lot of plus for Bruce Alaska.
Sullivan says if he's elected, he'll forge a new relationship between the region and federal government and work to bring opposing sides together to fix the subsistence system.
One of the things that I'm a big, big proponent of is sitting down with all the different stakeholders, hearing them out, and trying to get common ground to move forward. Can we do that on subsistence? I think so.
Election day is November 4th. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.